You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Sunday, March 5th, 2023. Gotta Get Over, Part 2. Southwest Louisiana Gas Pipeline Projects Targeting LNG Export Demand. Published by Sheetal Nasta. As U.S. LNG export project development accelerates in the coming years, a lot more natural gas pipeline capacity will be needed to supply the numerous liquefaction facilities vying for a piece of the global gas market pie. That's particularly true for a small stretch of the Gulf Coast from the Sabine River on the Texas-Louisiana border to the Calcasieu Pass Ship Channel, where the bulk of planned export capacity additions are concentrated, even as transportation bottlenecks are emerging for getting natural gas supply to the area. To address the growing demand, a number of pipeline expansions are planned or proposed to bring more supply into the region or deliver feed gas across the last mile to these multi-billion dollar facilities. In today's RBN blog, we continue our series highlighting some of these LNG-related pipeline projects, this time focusing on ones aiming to feed exports out of southwestern Louisiana. In part 1, we started with an overview of some of the U.S. LNG export projects driving midstream development along the Gulf Coast, including those that are already operational, have reached a final investment decision, or FID, or are fully subscribed and on the cusp of reaching FID. In Louisiana, or just across the Texas border, these include Venture Global's, or VG, soon-to-be operational Calcasieu Pass, Qatar Energy and ExxonMobil's Golden Pass, the first phase of Sempra Energy's Port Arthur LNG, and VG's Plaquemines LNG in southeastern Louisiana, including phases 1 and 2. In southeastern Texas, Cheniere sanctioned its Corpus Christi Stage 3 project last summer, while NextDecade's Rio Grande LNG in Brownsville, Texas, is also closing in on FID. In addition, there are numerous others that are working to secure the regulatory approvals and or commercial commitments to reach FID. As we've discussed in previous blogs in the LNG Voyager Quarterly, Fellurian's Driftwood LNG near Lake Charles, Louisiana, for one, has begun initial construction activity under a limited notice to proceed, or LNTP, and the developer has also increased production from its Haynesville shale acreage. Among the others that would increase gas demand in Louisiana in the long term are VG's CP2 LNG in Cameron Parish and Delta LNG in Plaquemines Parish. On the Texas side, Cheniere is considering another mid-scale expansion at Corpus Christi, while Cameron LNG and Freeport LNG's Train 4 expansions are also in the running. For a complete list and map of projects, including offshore facilities, see the LNG Voyager Quarterly. In addition to regulatory approvals and financial commitments, one of the primary criteria for an LNG export terminal is access to upstream supply and the availability of pipeline capacity to deliver feed gas to the facility. To that end, there are a slew of pipeline projects in the works to do just that, including those that debottleneck routes for moving supply to the Gulf Coast and those that take it the last mile to the terminals. In Part 1, we reviewed some of the recently completed expansions, including TC Energy's Louisiana Express and Alberta Express, Kinder Morgan's Acadiana expansion of its Louisiana system, and Energy Transfer's Gulf Run transmission. Next, we'll focus on future expansions and, specifically for the purpose of today's blog, on announced or sanctioned pipelines primarily targeting LNG export demand in that southwestern Louisiana and Texas-Louisiana border region, including those tied to export projects that have already reached FID, or de facto FID based on capacity commitments. We'll come back to announced pipeline expansions associated with pre-FID facilities, as well as those targeting feed gas demand in southeastern Louisiana, i.e., Plaquemines LNG, and Texas, later in this blog series. We'll start with the projects that will bring incremental supply into the area. First up, DT Midstream has said it is moving forward with a three-phase expansion of its Haynesville, Louisiana Energy Access, or LEAP, system. The existing LEAP pipeline began service in August 2020 as a 150-mile, 36-inch diameter gathering lateral with the ability to deliver 1 BCF per day of Haynesville gas to Gillis, Louisiana, including deliveries to Cheniere, Sabine Pass LNG, and Sempra's Cameron LNG. The operator has since announced expansions of LEAP that will increase its capacity by 90% to 1.9 BCF per day by Q3 2024. Phase 1 will add 300 million cubic feet per day by Q4 this year. Phase 2 will add another 400 million cubic feet per day by Q1 2024, and, finally, Phase 3 will expand it by 200 million cubic feet per day by Q3 2024. Another project targeting the Gillis area is Williams's Louisiana Energy Gateway, or LEG. The 165-mile leg is a gathering trunkline expansion designed to move 1.8 BCF per day of responsibly sourced natural gas, or RSG, from the Haynesville south to various Gulf Coast markets, including Transco Station 45/Gillis in Beauregard Parish, Louisiana. The operator reached FID for the project in June 2022 and is targeting completion in Q4 2024. Just last month, Williams announced a long-term capacity commitment for the pipeline from Chevron's Haynesville acreage. Separately, Williams also plans to expand its Transco main line to move incremental gas across the Texas-Louisiana border. The Texas to Louisiana Energy Pathway, or TLP, will include modifications and additional compression to increase capacity by 364 million cubic feet per day from southeastern Texas to Station 65 in eastern Louisiana's St. Helena Parish. The project is targeting completion in 2025. It's also worth mentioning yet another project that will increase supplies at Gillis, TC Energy's Gillis Access Project, though there are indications that the ultimate destination for the gas will be southeastern Louisiana. We'll elaborate on that later in the series when we discuss expansions into southeastern Louisiana. TC Energy has yet to post project details on its website, but, in short, the Gillis Access Project, which was sanctioned last fall, involves building a 1.5 BCF per day greenfield pipeline that would move Haynesville supplies to Gillis, Louisiana, for downstream Gulf Coast LNG export demand. In February, the midstream operator also approved a 1.4 BCF per day extension of the pipeline, though the extension is subject to a FID from the yet unnamed customer. The original project is targeting completion in summer 2024, while the extension would enter service in 2025. In addition to these, Kinder Morgan's Natural Gas Pipeline Company of America, or NGPL, has been shopping a Texas-Louisiana expansion. The operator first held a non-binding open season last spring for the project, which it said would utilize existing and new capacity to provide up to about 540,000 dekatherms per day of firm service on NGPL's Louisiana line, including about 467,000 dekatherms per day of eastbound capacity and 73,000 dekatherms per day of westbound capacity. The original open season notice stated the project would involve modifications to increase capacity by up to 300,000 dekatherms per day on the Louisiana line for west-to-east flows from Station 302 to existing and new delivery interconnects, which would allow direct deliveries to Sabine Pass LNG and Golden Pass LNG, while also providing indirect connections to a number of existing or planned export terminals along the southwestern Louisiana corridor. The project offered multiple supply options for eastbound flow up to about 240,000 dekatherms per day of receipts from South Texas and another 160,000 to 225,000 dekatherms per day from the Northern Interconnects, including with Rockies Express, or REX, Alliance Pipeline and Northern Border, as well as from the Texoke Pool in northeastern Texas. In addition to these, 73,000 dekatherms per day could be sourced from Henry Hub and other eastern Louisiana interconnects for westbound flow to the facilities. The project is targeting completion in about 3 years. Finally, there are a few last-mile expansions associated with the Golden Pass and Port Arthur facilities. Golden Pass has reached FID and the first phase of Port Arthur is fully subscribed and expected to reach FID within the month. As we discussed in Part 1, Golden Pass LNG signed on to 1.1 BCF per day of firm capacity for a 20-year term on Energy Transfer's newly completed Gulf Run transmission pipeline. The system has the ability to receive gas from northeastern Texas and core Louisiana Haynesville acreage, as well as from the Perryville hub in northeastern Louisiana, and move up to 1.65 BCF per day of that supply south into southwestern Louisiana. That includes deliveries to an interconnect in Starks, Louisiana, with a soon-to-be bidirectional Golden Pass pipeline, or GPP, the feeder for direct deliveries to the Golden Pass terminal, which could begin commissioning as soon as late 2023 and is targeting commercial operations in 2024. The Golden Pass LNG bidirectional pipeline project is slated to add 2.5 BCF per day of southbound capacity to GPP later this year. Gulf Run can also deliver to Trunkline Gas Company, which has the ability to access the Key Gillis, Louisiana LNG feed gas hub. In addition to Gulf Run, Golden Pass LNG has contracted 340 million cubic feet per day of firm capacity on NGPL for direct delivery to the terminal. There are two expansions that are slated to move gas to Port Arthur LNG near the Texas-Louisiana border. The 2 BCF per day Port Arthur Pipeline Texas connector will include a 26.6-mile northern portion extending from Vidor in Orange County, Texas, to the terminal, plus a 7-mile southern portion from the east bank of Sabine Lake in Cameron Parish, Louisiana, to the export facility. The Louisiana Connector Amendment Project would build a separate 72-mile, 42-inch diameter, 2 BCF per day pipeline from Evangeline Parish, Louisiana, to the terminal. In the next episode, we'll turn our attention to pipeline expansions that can feed exports out of southeastern Louisiana. Gotta Get Over was written by Doyle Bramhall II, Justin Stanley, and Nika Costa. It appears as the fourth song on Eric Clapton's 19th studio album, Old Sock. It was released as a digital download and CD single in February 2013. The song features Chaka Khan on backing vocals. It has a groove that harkens back to Clapton's Derek and the Dominoes days and features some wah-wah guitar fills that would have fit in with his days in Cream. Personnel on the record were Eric Clapton on lead vocal and guitars, Doyle Bramhall II on guitars and backing vocals, Greg Leese on steel guitar, Tim Carman on Hammond B3 organ, Chris Staten on clavinet, and Fender Rhodes electric piano, Willie Weeks on bass, Steve Gadd on drums, and Sharon White, Michelle John, Julie Clapton on backing vocals. Old Sock became the name of the album after Clapton sent David Bowie a compliment on his single, Where Are We Now? Bowie replied back appreciatively, referring to Clapton as Old Sock, whereupon Clapton asked permission to use the term for the album title. The LP features several blues covers and two original songs, with several guest artists sitting in, including Taj Mahal, Steve Winwood, Paul McCartney, and J.J. Cale. It was Cale's last recorded contribution before his death in July 2013. The album was recorded between 2012 and 2013 and produced by Eric Clapton, Doyle Bramhall II, Justin Stanley, and Simon Climie. Released in March 2013, it went to number 7 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. Two singles were released from the LP. Eric Clapton is an English guitarist, singer, and songwriter. He is always ranked in the top 10 on any list of the greatest guitarists of all time. His interpretive playing of Freddie King's guitar stylings on the John Mayall and the Blues Breakers Beano album in 1966 influenced generations of rock and blues guitarists. His professional career started with the Yardbirds, then John Mayall, Cream, Blind Faith, and Derek and the Dominoes, before starting his long solo career in 1970. As a solo artist, he has released 21 studio albums, 15 live albums, 21 compilation albums, 7 soundtrack albums, 6 collaborative albums, and 81 singles. He has sold more than 280 million records worldwide. He has won 18 Grammy Awards, 1 Brit Award, 4 Ivor Novello Awards, and was awarded a CME. He is the only 3-time inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, once as a solo artist, and then as a member of the Yardbirds and Cream. In 1988, Clapton founded the Crossroads Center in Antigua, a medical facility for recovering substance abusers. He has produced several large Crossroads festivals over the years, with earnings going to help fund the center. Clapton continues to record and tour.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.